To Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Emma, tell us what's going on in your relationship that makes you think your boyfriend Cole is cheating.
All right, so I've been dating Cole for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years this summer. And he switched jobs recently. He became the boss of a lot of young women. Like, we're in our mid-30s, but like, you know, early 20s to mid-20s age women, okay? And that's not so much the problem, but he has scheduled 2 work retreats for him and these women, and they've both been on Fridays. And one was to Topgolf, which is fine, like no big deal, whatever. But the second one was an overnight trip to Charleston, and I just find that a little bit strange. I mean, like, he went with 5 of these coworker girls and 1 other guy to Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to be home Saturday morning, but he ended up staying in Charleston. He, like, gave me some, like, work bullshit about, like, cleaning up loose ends, and I don't know. It didn't even, like, really make sense to me, which is why I don't believe it. He said that everybody went home on Saturday morning, but there is this one girl that I follow on Instagram. He had a selfie in Charleston on Saturday night.
But there was a worker there when he said they all left.
Right.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong are you that he's hooking up with her? I mean, is there any other signs that maybe this person could be, you know, coming in between you and him in this relationship?
No, I mean, he swears that it was nothing, you know, like he just stayed by himself to finish off. But mm-hmm. I don't know.
But unless we do this, you're always going to have that question in your head.
Yeah.
All right.
What's her name?
Her name is Kim.
All right, dialing him up.
Oh.
Hey, I'm looking for Cole, please.
This is Cole.
Hey, Cole. My name is Courtney. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. I have your name and number here of the winner of our free roses for the month. One of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post, and we randomly selected your handle to get these free, beautiful, romantic red roses.
Cool. I don't know. I never win anything, so this is new for me.
Well, you should definitely thank your friends then, because they tagged you in this.
Right.
But do you have someone that you have in mind that you'd like to send beautiful roses to?
Yeah, I do. But there's not going to be there's no sort of fee or any sort of charge on any kind of card or anything, is there?
No, it's not a reoccurring charge. We're not going to take your credit card number. We'll have no link to you unless, of course, you want to call and repurchase them.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I have someone in mind.
Okay, who can I send them to?
So her name is Kim, K-I-M.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with these beautiful roses for Kim. Would you like to write something romantic on them?
Yeah. You could put, Kim, I know this is completely out of line, but I can't get the other night out of my head, but who knows where it'll go next. Is that too much, or does that work?
That's definitely sharing a lot.
Are you kidding me, Cole?
Hello?
I mean,
Cole, that's Emma on the phone.
This is Emma. You know you could get fired for this.
Yeah, Cole, you're in War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters, dude.
She's your coworker.
Emma, listen, nothing. All right,
No.
This is a joke. This is funny. Emma, nothing. It's a joke. It's an inside joke at work.
Are you kidding me? Let's see where this is gonna go.
Yeah, it's a funny thing.
You're making a jerk out of yourself, dude, because you didn't just say that. You also said, like, hey, that other night was great. Was that the night in Charleston that you were there by yourself finishing up some work things?
Emma, nothing happened. Nothing actually happened. It was just, it's like innocent. It's nothing. There's nothing to it. I promise.
Well, that's not real convincing.
Yeah, really. Whether it was in Charleston or not, obviously something is going on between the two of you.
No, nothing is going on. There's really nothing going on.
I can't believe this. Oh, man.
Yeah. What do you think, Emma?
I think he's been cheating on me, obviously, even though he doesn't say it.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
I guess break it off.
Well.
Nothing happened.
Cole, I mean, we'll talk about this later, obviously, but...
You're going to break it off over a fake flower thing on the radio? Like, that's what you're going to do 2 years? You're just going to throw that away?
Why didn't you just send it to me?
It's not... Nothing happened. You can ask her.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't we get her on and you can ask her?
Yeah, let's call her.
Great.
She's busy right now, but...
Okay. Now you're backpedaling. Okay.
I'll give you her number and you can call her.
After you talk to her first, though, right?
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right. Okay. Emma, Loren's right. You got your answer.
Thank you, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.